Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. This is Ratan Priya and I bring to you our latest offering from Dilip Mandal, former managing editor of India Today Hindi magazine and author of several books on media and sociology. A recent report by the News Minute sparked controversy by referring to Tamil Nadu and Kerala chief ministers M.K. Stalin and Pinarayi Vijayan as Shudra and lowered caste during their participation in an anti-caste event in Kerala. Many objected to the two terms, considering them to be derogatory and demeaning. However, I don't find anything objectionable about them. In his 1946 book, Who Were the Shudras, B.R. Ambedkar called social activist Jyotiba Phule, to whom he dedicated the book as well, the greatest Shudra of modern India. According to Ambedkar, Phule made the lower classes of Hindus conscious of their slavery to the higher classes and preached the gospel that for India, social democracy was more vital than independence from foreign rule. However, the term Shudra has been used as a slur in Manusmriti, Ramcharitmanas and other Hindu texts. And in common parlance, it is used to insult or belittle someone. I argue that language and its meaning evolve and that truth and meaning are often context dependent. I also explain which term I prefer and why. I will address the second part of the question first. In India, caste groups have been classified into various hereditary endogamous categories based on their social status and occupation. The SC and ST have been recognized as the most marginalized groups and granted special protections under the constitution. But these categories do not include all historically disadvantaged caste groups. To address the issues faced by these groups, Article 340 of the Constitution recognizes them as the socially educationally backward classes. The SEBCs are not considered untouchables, nor are they tribal. They are not part of the dominant caste who are now considered potential beneficiaries of the economically weaker sections reservation. The Mandal Commission, formed in 1979, was tasked with identifying the SEBCs and recommending measures to improve their social and economic conditions. It used the phrase other backward classes or OBCs for this section of people. Depending on the 1931 census report, various surveys, field studies, the commission estimated that these social groups constitute 52% of India's total population. Based on the Commission's recommendations, the government introduced reservation for the OBCs in government jobs, educational institutions, and other public services. The OBCs are now recognized as a separate category under the Constitution and are entitled to various protections and benefits. The term OBC has been constitutionally accepted, especially after related amendments. This is what I choose to call the social group that the News Minute described as Shudras. Even before the Mandal Commission submitted its report, various states had demarcated these groups and backward castes, Pichravar, Pichri Jati, and so on. It is true that many Dalit scholars, including activist and professor Kanchai Laya Shefford, prefer the word Shudra to describe non-Savarna, non-SCST castes. It is also argued that most of those who took offense to the term are caste denialists. However, this term is not normalized in states such as Tamil Nadu. Tamil anti-caste scholars prefer lowered caste. I would also prefer it instead of lower caste and Shudra, though OBC remains my first choice. I have five reasons why. First, it's about the gaze. The language we use to discuss caste-based issues can impact the way we view and understand the system's dynamics. The term lower caste and to some extent Shudra puts the gaze on the oppressed, implying that their caste status is responsible for their oppression. This language reinforces the idea that some castes are inherently inferior, perpetuating discrimination and inequality. But the term lowered caste puts the blame on the perpetrators and challenges the system's enduring and entrenched nature. Emphasizing the need for social justice, using such language promotes a more equitable and inclusive society. Second, it recognizes systematic injustice while situating it in history. Usage of the term recognizes the systematic injustices that certain communities have faced in India. It emphasizes the fact that the caste system has subjected some groups to marginalization, discrimination, and violence. In contrast, Shudra carries a complex religious textual connotation, reinforcing the caste system's hierarchical nature and implying that certain castes are inherently inferior. Third, it challenges the caste system's hierarchy. It reframes the decision away from the inherent inferiority of certain castes and towards systematic injustices. This is a crucial step to promote social justice and equality in India. Fourth, lowered caste promotes sensitivity and awareness about caste-based issues. And in doing so, the term promotes a more inclusive and equitable society where all individuals are treated with dignity and respect. Lastly, it encourages responsibility and accountability for addressing caste-based discrimination and inequality. By placing the blame on the system, it points to a need for transformation. In his writings, speeches, and movie scripts, former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister and DMK leader Karunanidhi used the term backward, which means that some caste groups become backward due to the actions of the other. This can settle the entire debate. Other languages must also find words with similar connotations. To sum it all up, I borrow words from a tweet by Sudipto Mondal, the executive editor of the News Minute. Our vocabulary is constantly evolving to reflect the aspirations of those who have been marginalized because of their caste, ethnicity, gender, religion, or sexuality by masculine ideologies. That's all for now. Stay tuned for more.